across the country in casinos. Chickens are taking on all comers and winning at the game of tic-tac-toe. Gamblers are flocking to casinos and losing to opponents they would otherwise encounter on a dinner plate. NPR's Greg Allen sent an audio postcard from Kansas City's Isle of Capri Casino.
My name is Kia Bird, and I am the PR manager at the Isle. We have a tic-tac-toe game booth, and it's a two-sided game booth. On one side is Ginger, our star chicken, and the other side is the touchscreen for the players to play with. And they actually play tic-tac-toe against Ginger. And Ginger makes her moves behind a secret thinking booth. And the chicken, Ginger, is always zero. The guest is always X.
Hi, my name is Joel Falk. I'm the manager of the chicken troop here at the Isle of Capri. Well, these chickens actually go to, they attend the Chicken University, which is located in Arkansas. It's owned by a man named Bunky Boger and his wife, who are longtime animal presenters. And Mrs. Boger actually is the professor of the chickens. She studies them in math and critical thinking, gets them ready to hit the spotlight, gets them over their stage fright. And when they've completed their course of study there at the Boger Chicken University, then they're ready to come out to the Isle of Capri.
I'm Bill Lundy. I'm from Overland Park, Kansas.
What do you think's going on here? You think the chicken's playing?
No, the chicken's not playing. There's a computer back there that's playing.
Chicken is playing. They train them for 5 months. There is nothing back there. The chicken is playing. We watched a gal win Sunday night. The chicken made a mistake. If the chicken takes the corner, you're gone. Chicken wins. But she took it right in the middle, on the bottom, and then took them on the middle consequently, and the gal went right straight across and won. $5,000. That's the fourth winner they've had since the 1st of May. I'm Bonnie Withers from Raytown.
What do you think? You believe it?
No, I don't believe it. I believe that they've got it programmed that they're going to pay off ever so often. I just hope I'm the lucky one up there when the computer decides to let me win.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
From that noodle soup out of you, buddy.
How does gravy sound?
Biscuits.
I'm Joe Coulthard.
Well, I don't know the chicken dance. The chicken ought to give up some money.
What's your strategy when you play the chicken?
I'm going to outfox him. Yeah, the chicken is thinking. But, I think this chicken is going to mess up this time. You ain't as smart as you think you are, buddy. Oh, my gosh. Guess up there. Oh, man.
It's a draw.
Now what do I get?
Well, we can answer that. When the two players tie, the human who tried to outfox the chicken gets a clock as a prize. Ginger, the chicken, just gets chicken feed. Our postcard was produced by NPR's Greg Allen.